From cyberspace, cadet in Manchester, England, is worried about the animals and how they're treated, and what are we going to do about it? I've been asked to write a paper for the United Nations Summit of Religious Leaders in August, and the paper's entitled, Stop the War in the Home. I'll wager an educated bet that the people who abuse animals were they themselves abused by their mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles. It seems to be an international sport to catch a kid, beat the kid, for whatever reason, and have a good night's sleep. And children learn that this is the way life is, so they beat their animals and grow up and kill them. When the spirit of ahimsa, non-hurtfulness of physically, mentally, emotionally, another person, pervades the planet, not only children will be safe from their tyrants, which are called parents, but animals will be safe in the hands of those children. And also when the world is pervaded with the knowledge of karma, knowing that what we do to others will come back to us. To slap a kid earns the adult 5 to 10 slaps, or to be beaten without mercy in one life or another. There are better ways to raise children in a positive discipline. Talking is one good way. Time out, denial of privileges, but never hitting, hurting, or verbal abuse. Only the ignorant feel that they can make a child do better by making him feel worse. This cruel streak in humanity, once it is erased, we will have better children, better animals, and a better planet.